is a jazz thing. We're ready to go. And we are rolling. All right.
Yeah, I'm just headed out of here to, in a few minutes, I'm headed to Detroit School for Performing Arts.
Okay, so
jazz studies over
there. Our time right now is 12:36. I'm going to try to have you gone by 12:45, so nine minutes.
It's no problem.
Okay, no problem. Very good, very good.
Yeah.
Wendell Harrison appearing tonight at the Blue Llama Jazz Club in Ann Arbor after, actually, it's been a bit of a while since he's paid Washtenaw County area venues a visit, so we're thrilled to have him in our area tonight. Joining us by phone as he's, I get the feeling you're always busy. Good afternoon, Wendell Harrison. How you doing? You stay busy.
Yeah. I'm a nervous kind of guy.
There you go. Maybe there's some life philosophy with that, by staying busy and having so much stuff going on. I want to go back actually a year, because I haven't had a chance to actually acknowledge this with you on the air. In 2018, you were named, I think I got it right, a Kresge Eminent Artist for 2018.
Yes.
Congratulations for that.
Oh, thank you.
Is that technically? Yes. I guess that's an award.
Yeah, that's a award of all my lifetime accomplishments, you know, in terms of my history of 60 years of playing jazz all over the world, and having developed a record label, magazine, and did a lot of producing for WDET in terms of, I produced the Kim Hannon show for about 15
years, right.
bringing artists in from New York to perform live in the studio.
Was this like on your radar? Did someone tell you that this was imminent, or was this like, did you get a phone call one afternoon like, congratulations, Mr. Harrison? Was it out of the blue?
I got an email. Well, Marcus Belgrade was the first one to jazz, you know.
Right.
And I was like 10 years, and I had been hearing rumors that I was next, as in terms of the jazz artist that would be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
But I never knew it. You know, the time went on, went by, you know, and I just received the email one day, and it followed up by a phone call, you know, from the Kresge people. And I was elated over it, you know.
Yeah, it's quite an honor.
It's always great to be acknowledged, you know, especially, you know, when you're doing a lot of work. Well, I don't consider it work. This is just my life. I have to just stay busy, you know. Say they can't shoot a moving target.
There you go.
I'm always trying to, you know, to improve my projection in terms of this art form, you know. And see, now we got so many different ways, avenues of presenting this music, you know, since we got the internet.
Do you think that having all these different venues, not venues so much, but different platforms, you know, digital audio, do you think that has helped the art form, or is it just a challenge?
Well, it's a dual situation, a double-edged sword. It allows more people access to the media in terms of getting their work out, you know, to the public, but on the other side, it kind of like diminished the effect of a record label. You know, like we in terms of record, like records, you can't sell records like they used to, because the industry is diminished now.
Right. So much streaming audio as opposed to actual physical formats.
Yeah, it's no physical format. We see names were made based on a vinyl record. You would call it a vinyl record.
Mm-hmm.
People would go to the store, the record shop, one of those record shops. They would buy the vinyl record, and everybody would. If you only had one record, immediately you would have a name to work all over the world as a musician.
Got it.
Because the network was so tight, you know. It was networking, they had the industry. You know, if you put out a record, within 3 days, it's in all over the world.
Right.
You know.
Speaking of records and whatnot, you've got a new project. I've only seen it a little bit. I hope to get a copy tonight at the performance. Are you going to have copies of the new issue?
I have a copy for you.
Well, I am touched. The copy for me will be the copy for WEMU. We get to share it.
That's what I mean.
But
I have a vinyl. I bring a vinyl, and I bring a CD as well.
Fabulous, fabulous. I have an idea of how to do these dual formats. What to do with these dual formats? Give us the title of the project and the nature of it, because it's, I guess it spans a fairly big range of years.
Yeah, 1990 to 2004.
Okay.
And there's some music that was recorded in the 90s and early parts of 2000 that wasn't released. Some of them was released, but on a small level in terms of distribution. And three of the composers of this work was Phil Ramlin, Pamela Wise, and Harold McKinney.
So is this
Harold McKinney? I had the pleasure of recording an album with Harold McKinney, Reggie Workman, and Galen McKinney, Marcus Belgrade, Jimmy Owens. There's a bunch of artists, about 10 of us, at the Serengeti Ballroom.
Yes,
it was called McKinfolk.
Right.
That thing, it was on the Rebirth label.
Mm-hmm. Your own label.
Yes. Harold and myself.
Uh-huh.
And of course, that's an organization as well. Rebirth is a non-profit corporation that deals with preserving jazz and presenting jazz concerts and workshops and recordings and whatnot. We get grants to develop music, but anyway, I got a call from London, because a lot of our work is out in London now, and they wanted to know if I had any tracks, unused or unreleased tracks. So I sent them the production from the Serengeti's Ballroom, the Harold McKinney's originals, which is about 7 or 8 tunes, and they chose 4. And I sent them some of Pamela Wise. She got a record called Kindred Spirits, mm-hmm. and New Message from the Tribe. But I think they picked 3 compositions from the Kindred Spirits
so
production.
Is the release a double LP and or CD? Okay, it's 2 LPs and or CDs. I gotcha. Okay, so a fair amount of music.
Yeah, this is a lot of over hour.
Uh-huh.
So we have two vinyl records and 1 CD.
All right, fantastic.
So anyway, we released it. Phil Ramlin had a couple down there, and all this is in my archives, in my Rebirth Wind House Studios.
Yeah. What do you think is the impact of kind of like the work that you've done as, you know, there's the music ensemble itself, Tribe, whatnot, and then there's the not-for-profit, the record label. What do you think of the impact of your work in all these different fronts has been? Not just here, you know, around the Detroit area, but maybe nationally or internationally?
Well, mainly I get more feedback from an international audience, although it's produced here. We have about 10 labels that are licensed to all this music, you know, and they're in Switzerland, the UK. I have 2 record labels in Japan, Belgium, Berlin, you know, and one I licensed to one label here, Ubiquity out in California.
Right.
And I got 2-3 more this that I'm in negotiation with right now to release some more music. So actually, Destruct is in London. They just came out with this production that we're speaking of, and they are planning on to release Volume 2 of this music in the spring. A continuation of what we have now.
Can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to hear it. Yeah. Wendell Harrison, tonight at the Blue Llama. I can't remember the last time you played the Ann Arbor area. Really looking forward.
It's been 4 or 5 years.
Looking forward to the. Do you have? Can you tell us about who you have with you tonight?
Oh, I have a young man. I have Everett Reed on drums.
All right.
He's from Chicago. Brian Royce, bass, and Jordan Anderson on the piano. He's from Minneapolis. And we all went to, we have Jacob Schwartz on guitar. He's from Detroit. Most of my musicians coming from the graduates of University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So we're keeping that going, you know.
Very good.
I teach a lot, you know. I just got back on a tour from Michigan State. We went to several cities playing my music. Phil Ralland and myself, they're playing music of Phil Ralland and some of my original compositions. And we went to about 10 concerts.
How does that role of being a mentor, band leader, teacher fit in with your life at this point?
That's who I am. You know, in terms of, I came up in the, I'm a student of Barry Harris's.
Yeah.
And we all learn how to play this music, but we all taught pedagogy. In other words, we all taught people, because at that particular time, jazz wasn't a form of music that was taught in the school system. So we was teaching each other. Only until the 70s it became formalized, and they constructed a curriculum for jazz. Now you can get a jazz degree now, which is amazing to me.
Big change, big change.
Big change.
That's a big change.
Yeah, because it was like, in the 40s and 50s, it was like subcultural music. It was almost like considered like rap was. Rap is mainstream now, you know.
Right.
But it was like subculture music. Although you had to have skills to play it, you had to have, because these guys was writing for orchestra, big band, and writing all kinds of arrangements. You know, he had gifted folks, but it wasn't recognized in the academia, in the collegiate world, until the 70s. And now a lot of us is in, they dusted us off, and now we're teaching now.
having a very positive impact would be an understatement. I want to thank you for your time, and congratulations on the release of the new project, and again on being named a Kresge Eminent Artist in 2018. Thrilled to be able to catch you tonight. Blue Llama shows at 7 and at 9:30. BlueLlamaClub.com if you need more information about that. Wendell Harrison, so good to talk to you. Thanks so much. I know you got you stay busy, so thank you for taking some time with us today.
All right, see you tonight.
I will see you tonight. Take care.
All right.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.